I wonder if she remembers kissing me.
I did not kiss you.
I didn't think so either. Yes, I don't remember that.
Not on the lips, but you kissed me on the cheek.
Oh, well, that's different.
How are you over there? I remember coming in doing a little number with you guys when I was on Warped Tour.
Yeah, we had everybody in from Warped Tour that day. It was craziness up here.
Paramore.
Mm-hmm.
You're, craziness.
You're wearing a tight yellow shirt.
Yeah.
Ew.
Wait a minute,
Who is
Al.
That talking all nasty?
Yeah. Wait a minute, Al. Yeah. I was wearing a tight yellow shirt that day.
I wasn't talking about you, though.
Craddock, sure? Hey, Craddock.
Yeah,
can,
what,
can
Perry?
Can I, next time I come in, will you be wearing Daisy Dukes in a bikini on top?
Wow,
oh,
most likely.
Yeah.
I
want to
see your midsection.
Hey, girl. Hello.
You've heard about it, haven't you?
He does have an ab.
Yeah, ooh. I've got one ab.
Melt your popsicle.
Yeah, baby. That's a lot of pressure to be dating you.
Yes, it is. But it's a lot of pressure to be dating him, too. So
I can imagine.
Vice versa.
Do you ever get bored with him or vice versa?
No, we never, ever get bored. I think it's like, he compares it to I Love Lucy, like I'm Lucy and he's Ricky. And
we got that.
I'm always doing this. No, don't go.
Lucy.
You have some explaining to do,
oh,
Katie.
No, you have some explaining to do.
Now, he has been known to say the awkward, inappropriate thing at times.
I wonder how that works with me and him. We both say the most awkward, inappropriate.
That's what I was going to ask you. Has Russell embarrassed you more or the other way around?
No, we've actually never embarrassed each other because we're pretty respectful of each other in general. But I didn't really get a chance to watch the MTV Awards.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get to hear a chance of what he was saying until like we had an engagement party, and my dad commented on one of the comments that Russell had said on the awards show that I never heard.
Oh boy!
Oh, which one was that?
I don't know. It was something about like me staying next door or getting into my pants or something like that.
Oh, my.
So it was a real nice surprise to hear it coming from the lips of my father.
That's just proper British courting, isn't it?
Yeah. Proper.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Hey, when's a big day, by the way?
Well, it's a secret, of course.
Of course.
I just thought maybe you'd slip up and tell me.
You tell a lot, so you got to keep something private.
Oh, please. You know exactly why I'm here to talk to you.
Yeah, you're to talk about Teenage Dream, which comes out on August 24th, 2 days after the big Kid Craddock birthday celebration.
Well, I guess we planned it like that.
What do you mean, guess? Of course you did.
We did.
Yeah.
We did, actually. This was the cherry on top for your birthday.
Thank you for the cherry.
Yeah. Oh. This is getting hot in here.
Take off your clothes.
I get it.
Hey, nice job getting Snoop on the California Girls single.
That was really fun. That was really cool. I wrote the song. Well, I came up with the idea to that one.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh,
I'll let you talk over it like they do on Entertainment Tonight.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
California Girls.
Gin and juice.
No, I came up. It's hard listening to myself and talking about myself.
I'm sorry, I'll turn it off.
Ego fulfilling thing.
It's kind of cool.
It's like
huh?
The most me I can do at one time. Okay, no. I kind of came up with the idea of the song because I was in Los Angeles with my friends hanging out, and they were, you know, toasting their drinks, putting up their drinks to Empire State of Mind. I was feeling a little left out being a California girl.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I love that song. I want to live in New York most of the time, mm-hmm. besides when it's really cold and really, really hot.
But you thought LA needed a shout out, too, right?
I just think LA needed a little shout out.
Nice. I didn't realize that was that you were showing your loyalty and allegiance there.
I was showing my loyalty, and I love the Beach Boys. And I just think that California girls have a little extra something to them.
That's what I'm saying.
And I love the Beach
Nothing
Boys.
Nothing a clinic couldn't treat, though.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
Sorry. What'd you say, Kelly? I'm sorry.
I was just saying I haven't heard anyone, you know, comment on their love for the Beach Boys in quite a long time.
Yeah, well, you got to get into it. Young generation, Beach Boys.
I don't know what they're missing.
Pet Sounds.
Good stuff.
Hello.
Pet Sounds, one of the best albums of all time.
All time. Yeah. Influenced my life completely.
You're one of several who've had their life changed. Musicians had their life changed by that album.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't have any gray hair.
Brian Wilson.
We got to get those new kids into it.
Yeah, you do. So we were talking about this earlier this morning. I want to get your opinion on it, Katy Perry, with the album Teenage Dream coming out August 24th. Grayson Chance, the kid singing Paparazzi.
Oh, yes.
Did that really happen the way we think it happened? Or do you think that he got signed and managed and then all of a sudden viral video, blah, blah, blah?
I don't know. I mean, I happened to see the video online like a week later after it was posted. And I thought, you know, I mean, of course he's talented. And,
yeah.
And it, you know what's really funny is watching those girls' reactions behind him going, yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, dang. Yeah. I am so Facebooking him tonight.
You know, you have been the benefactor of the viral phenomenon. I mean, I guess the girl was...
The viral video. Let's make that clear.
Yeah, the viral video. Yeah. My bad. Thank I wasn't saying you had a virus.
Yes.
But your video became a virus, and I remember... just hearing the title and somebody saying, you want to book this girl? She has this song. And I'm like, no.
That's racy.
I kissed a girl? No, I don't even know where that goes.
Yeah. Wow, can you believe I kissed a girl 2 years ago and now people are just like doing craziness? I seem tame. I seem like a kindergartner.
You started this, Kesha Maker.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I'm very proud to have started it. But really, I think Cyndi Lauper started it, and so did Madonna. They were way before me.
So continue with you, and then Adam Lambert start kissing boys on TV.
And he liked it.
And who are you kissing, mister, in the background?
Big Al. Big Al's nobody.
Nobody right now.
You're giving yourself hickeys on your wrist.
Pretty much.
That's Big Al, Katie. He's trying to get his black back.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I am.
Now, he sounds black enough for me over here.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
Katie.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Girl,
wow.
Wait, is it worth it? All right.
You were just a few thousand miles closer.
And okay, stalker, let's keep it low.
And didn't have a talented fiance.
Rich fiance that's about 3 feet shorter than me.
Who's deeply in love with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, boys and girls.
Sorry,
we'll play
that.
Nice.
Does being number one in Maxim mean a lot more than being number three in Maxim, or number five, or number 10?
I think it's a big joke, really.
You do?
I just think, of course, I'm not the most beautiful woman in the world. Hello, Megan Fox, Angelina Jolie. It's just, well, they're on
the
list,
too. No, it's not beautiful. It's hot.
It was a misprint.
You're the hottest.
It's the hot 100. And if you ask a guy, there's a difference between... beautiful and hot. Not that you can't be both, which you are.
You are.
But you are also, but you have no equal when it comes to hotness.
Well, I mean, thank you. I'd like to consider my brains part of that measure.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they are.
Well, I've never seen your brains, but your body is booming.
Okay, wow.
That was the black guy here.
Yeah. Okay.
Just so you know.
I am getting sweating. I'm sweating over here.
Yeah. So... Did you buy it and give it to friends or did give it to your parents?
Yeah, actually, it's out in the mail to everyone. It is my wedding invitation. Hello, you're coming to number one hottest wedding.
That's so funny. I really hope you.
It's the insert inside California Girls. By the way,
there you go. It's not
it was cute.
It's not really in there, is it? Is it?
No.
Okay.
I thought it was a cute gesture. I thought it was
cool
very
idea.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Teenage Dream is the album. We have to wrap up with you, not because we want to, but...
Oh, we can talk to you all day.
Well, you guys know that I'll be there soon.
I sure hope you will. Give me one line on the album Teenage Dream, and what can we expect? We've heard California Girls. What else can we expect? Like, what? Give me the tone.
Well, I think it's definitely a Melt Your Popsicle record. I think it's a summer record, but I also think there's... You know, a lot of new dimension and a lot of new perspective, and this one's for the females.
Nice. Without a homies.
And the females.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the black males.
What about the Mexican males?
We'll take a little salsa.
Okay, thank you.
And all the dogs.
You're all my dogs.
All right.
And your dogs. This one's for everyone. It's fun. It's one you pull your dusty roller skates out to.
Terrific.
Okay.
Katy Perry, her second major label album is called Teenage Dream. It comes out, of course, 2 days after my birthday on August the 24th.
Call her Katy Perry.
You got Katy.
Did I call her Katy Perry?
Yeah, call her Katy Perry.
What is wrong with
you? Yeah, it's all right.
Katy Perry, her second major album.
Katy Perry.
Thanks. Is that right, Katy Perry? Yeah.
That's right. I'm Katy Perry. I'm signing off right now.
Keep your feet on the ground.
Thank you, Kid Braddock.
Now, come on. You could have gone worse with that. I appreciate it.
Right.
Katy, always a pleasure. Have a good one.
Always a pleasure. See you in stores.
See you soon.
Very lovely.
She's still listening to us right now, I promise you.
Is she?
Yeah.
To see if we say anything negative?
Yeah. So anyway,
I can't
there's
say anything negative, but
there's that washed up Katy Perry. Ever since Kesha came out, nobody even thinks of her anymore.
Just kind of bouncy energy is kind of hard to harness.
You mean annoying?
Know? Not annoying.
Oh, that's what you said earlier back by the cubicle.
I did not ever say that.
She's listening right now, I bet. Katie, still there?
Oh.
No.
Good. Let's talk more about her.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, stop.
Maybe it's a trick.
But it's a trick. Here's Russell Brand.
I've done everything within my power to get that young woman at the VMAs. It'd be very lovely to see her again.
Mm-hmm. Katy Perry.
Katy. Yeah.
Like, just really politely.
There was no craziness or, I mean, I know.
There was an elephant involved. We were on an elephant just before it. We were in India. It was at midnight. And it is not a good idea to be on the back of an elephant during a firework display.
I can't tell the difference between the apocalypse and New Year's Eve.
So that's where she was New Year's Eve with him on an elephant.
Where that's when he proposed.
He proposed.
And is that where they're getting married? Is it going to be
in
India?
That's the rumor.
India?
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool. They're going to have the weirdest over-the-top wedding, I bet.
But they'll poke fun at themselves, and that's what's going to make it great.
Right.
They're not going to be like Angelina and Brad, like, let's hide everything.
Right.
And, or like, I was thinking of Ben and, what's his name? Crap.
Ben who?
I'm talking about Jennifer Lopez and when she,
Ben
was,
Affleck.
When she was with Ben Affleck, and how they're like, oh, we have to move the wedding because people find out about it.
It was Mark Anthony. Remember, they did that really under the cloak of darkness.
Yeah. I mean, I understand that they're keeping it a secret, but I think when they do have it, I think that cameras will be there.
They'll sell it.
Yeah,
somebody.
And it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Although he strikes me as a real romantic.
He's British.
He seems like head over heels crazy about
British
her.
And it could people be something are always romantic.
It could be something that she uses in a future music video or something. You know, if it's like that.
Save some. Get the record label to pay for it that way.
Ooh.
Very nice. Cool. So that's Katy Perry, Kid Craddock in the Morning.